Good day. Good day to all my friends at the Power Hour Nation. It's Wayne Elliott sitting in today again as your host, and always honored and happy to be with you. I'm from Canada, as at least some of you know, and so I wanted to start out today's program with the news, because I opened my computer, and the first thing I saw, I found offensive, and boy, oh boy, there's just lots of news today that can drive you around the bend. But now keep in mind, I'm Canadian. I can't vote in your elections. I have many dear, dear friends who are Americans, many of them all over the U.S., and a wife from Cleveland, Ohio. So went to school in Miami, so my heart's half in America, but I have no rights there, and I can't vote. But I opened my computer today, and what's the first story on the news is President Donald Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton, told ABC News that he thinks Russian President Vladimir Putin thinks he can play Trump like a fiddle. And then he goes on to say, I thought, well, okay, well, that's one thing if that's what Putin thinks, but he goes on to say, I think Putin thinks he can play him like a fiddle. Putin is smart and tough. He plays a bad hand extremely well. And I think he sees that he's not faced with a serious adversary here, Bolton said in the exclusive interview. Now, so it's Bolton's opinion. And honestly, folks, I don't know who John Bolton is. I certainly don't know him. He was obviously a former national security advisor. I notice he wasn't a former president, so I suppose easy for people to judge if they haven't been in the toughest job in the world. And look, regardless of what anybody thinks of your President Trump, and he's a character, he's this, he's that, he's the other thing, let me tell you, here's my opinion in my 50th year of business, and I've been around a bit myself. There isn't a person in the world that can play your President Trump like a fiddle. Not one, as far as I'm concerned. I just can't believe it. This man, President Trump, has to be the toughest, most tenacious person in America. He certainly would be the most toughest and tenacious in Canada, I can tell you that. And amazing to me, at his age, I think the news said yesterday he was 73 or 4 years old. I'm 66, and I go pretty good and got lots of energy, but this man, it's just unbelievable what he has contended with from his adversaries ever since the day he was elected, before, really, you folks elected him. He's been taunted by it every day. I haven't seen him have a day's rest. I used to turn on CNN for fun to see if I could catch in that banner, that white banner at the bottom of the TV screen, anything but his name, and I could never catch him. Trump was in there every time, and when Corona came along, Trump was still there, because I guess that's somehow that's his fault as well. But I just wanted to make the point of how crazy. Now, this obviously to me sounds like sour grapes from this Mr. Bolton. I don't know if Trump fired him or what happened. I guess there was issues, obviously, but it sounds like some sour grapes, because I don't think there's anybody in America thinks Putin or anybody else can play Trump like a fiddle. You know, I don't know much about Russia, except there's been a Cold War, and they've been the, you know, communist, and you know, the Cold War enemy, I guess, for many years, and with communism. And, you know, I would put President Trump up against this Putin or anyone else, Chinese leader, any of them, any day of the week, and he will hold his ground. Nobody's going to con him. Nobody's going to be able to dupe him. As I say, you can say what you like about Trump, but when it comes to business and being tough, I don't think there's anybody like him. And if this is what this Putin thinks, then I got to believe President Trump's going to get the best of him in the end. If he thinks Trump is easy, well, he's in for a surprise. And, you know, interesting, I thought, sadly interesting, this past week or two when I first learned of the news that it appears the Democrats and the Obama administration was somehow involved with Russia and whatever shenanigans regarding the election. And I always wondered how the heck Russia could affect an election anyway in America, but it seems odd to me. They're communist, and I just don't know. But I know there's all kinds of tricks afoot these days and spies and everything else. I thought it was great that President Trump, they ferreted out 500, apparently, Chinese professors who had gotten jobs and work in American universities, and their job was to spread the propaganda about China being the economic engine of the world and China the world leader and so forth. 500 of them was in America at reputable American universities, and President Trump called them out and sent them home. And that's the kind of easy guy President Trump is. Nobody's going to play him, boy. If he finds out that you're not playing straight, he's going to do something about it. And I respect that about him. You know, it bugs me, to tell you the truth, that they pick at him for everything. If he sues someone or threatens to sue them in court, well, folks, if you've got a dispute with someone, or you've been damaged, or you've not been, whatever the case is, you've been wronged, it is the legal way that we handle it these days. Now, you may wish sometimes we'd go back to the days of the OK Corral, you know, at high noon, you go out in the street and have a gunfight and the best man wins or whatever, but we don't do that anymore. The court system is the way we deal with our issues with one another. And so I don't know, basically I guess he's being criticized for being willing, able, and having the guts to defend his own rights. And I think that's what he's going to do for America. I say my prayers that's what he's doing, because Canada up here, we're the small tail on the big dog, and been the greatest neighbors and friends of any two countries in the world's history, and of course biggest trading partners and so forth. So there's just been some, it's a great relationship. We have the same type of governments, although I'm not too happy with ours these days. It leads more towards your Democratic government, your party. Our liberals do, and so I'm not particularly happy at the time. But our countries have been the greatest allies, and there's no doubt Canada needs America. There's just no question about that. There's only now 37 million Canadians in our country. You folks have more than that in California. I heard California's population is 50 million people. I know Florida is closing in on Canada's population. If you count the tourists, I imagine they're more than Canada's population in the relatively small piece of land in comparison. So we got a big country up here, just as big as America in space, and width and so forth, and we've got our challenges as well. Our north country, of course, the further north you go, the colder it gets till you hit the North Pole, and so most of our country is developed in the lower, geez, you could say 10%. The upper 90%, we don't have as much going on. But in any event, the 37 million Canadians and 330 something million Americans have worked together. There were even Canadians, I think 30,000 of them, volunteered for the Vietnam conflict and went and helped your boys over there for a number of years. So we've just been aligned in every major way, and so I feel strongly about these things, even though I have zero say whatsoever. I can't vote in America, and it's a shame, I think, the way things have gone in general with our news. You know, the news used to just report the news. You know, we've talked about this before. During Vietnam, all those terrible years, we would get Walter Cronkite and those great news anchor people in those days would just give us the news, the very somber dead count of the American soldiers, the South Vietnamese, North Vietnamese, Viet Congs. That went on every night, year after year, but they just reported the news, and which is what they're supposed to do. They are news media, news agencies. They're not supposed to be opinionated. They're not supposed to be political. And when you look at what they've become today, of all the changes in our society, I truly believe that the media is the biggest change for the worse with the way they've reported. If a person was only to watch one news station on TV, you would, well, you'd be urged to certainly to think one way because it's all opinions, and I don't even think they have the same quality of people anymore. They're lashing out. They're not just reporting the news. So anyway, I don't look at too much of it these days because it does upset me. Everybody with their own agendas, and then when you throw politics into anything, it's a crapshoot. This corona, of course, has set the world. If we weren't right on our heads before, we are now, and this is quite a thing. And the fallout from this is not going to be good, not for any of us. The Chinese regime expects it to be good. They have built new factories and increased production since this COVID started, recognizing the opportunities. And I think that's when so many of us learned just how much of our supplies and goods and materials and even foods, manufactured goods certainly, that we get from China. And it's we're no longer self-sufficient. America's closer to it than we are here in Canada, that's for sure. Even the industries we've got, some of the major industries are foreign-owned. The steel industry, our steel industry with the half dozen steel mills across our whole country. You guys have, I don't know, probably 100 steel mills. We've got a half a dozen, and none of them's Canadian-owned. And so we're in even worse shape as far as being self-sufficient goes. I don't know what Canada is heading closer to socialism every day. We've got a huge government, something like, I think it's 35% of our eligible workforce works for the government one way or another. And most of them, I'm not saying all of them because I don't know, but most of them do pretty well. Our school teachers, it's a world leading. We don't lead the world in the education system. I think we're something like number 30. But certainly what our teachers get paid, the pensions, the wealthiest union in the world is the Ontario Teachers Federation. They buy hockey teams and big companies in their pension fund. They've got quite a sweet deal compared to the average working person in Canada. And our government people as well. They are the ones at home being paid and making all the decisions today and pushing deadlines. And I mean, it's not an easy thing. I'm not trying to say this has been easy for anybody, that's for sure, and especially our leaders. But I think there's just been so much fear created. If you look at the true numbers, not what the news reports to you necessarily, but do some research and look at the true numbers, it's hard to believe what we've done over this very bad virus, this very bad flu virus. And when you look at the people that's died from it, by and large, I think it's 93 or 4% over 70 with a serious health ailment. Now, I just think we could have done a lot better, truthfully, on both sides of the border, but certainly here in Canada. Canada is still insisting our border be closed, and we're still under emergency in the area I live in, Niagara, just on the north shore of Lake Erie here. Till it's been pushed till July 21st, I understand. So another month yet. You know, there's a lot of it doesn't make sense, honestly. I see the liquor and beer stores, for example, and we have government ones and we have small ones too. Some of these variety stores you hear are allowed to sell it. I know in America they sell beer and wine in a lot of convenience stores, but here they never did. It was the government stores. Well, now these little stores, and geez, you couldn't social distance if you stood in the parking lot. And yet they've been open as an essential service. And I know there are a lot of folks like to have a drink, so, you know, I can see that. But my real point was that it's a little hypocritical telling people to wear masks on beaches, and yet they can be in close proximity with no mask and not enough room for distancing and none of the precautions put into place. And I'm not trying to say that we need a lot more precautions either. I'm just trying to state the facts. I saw a report in Las Vegas that they're opening up, or they did open up, and they did a TV newscast where the newscaster was standing in the restaurant. It wasn't open yet, but a very big restaurant, one of these large casinos. And he was going through the various things they did. There was a plastic sheet, solid sheet, between each table. And notwithstanding that, only every other table was used. So double protection, really, in terms of that piece of a sheet of plastic. And they had two people hired that do nothing but go and wipe surfaces and keep everything spick and span throughout the whole restaurant facility, buffet area and all. But I started to think about it after I saw this on the watch the news clip. The waiter or waitress, is unless they're dressed in a hazardous suit, and even then they'd have to be decontaminated, I suppose, to go from table to table. So, you know, I don't think we can possibly be as safe as they're trying to say we should be, or that maybe in our best interest we are, but everything has a limit, folks. If we wanted to quit the 1.35 million traffic deaths per year in the world, I guess we could stop driving. We could only drive here and there, or only so many of us on the road at a time. Hold lineups at ramps. I don't know. You know, lower the speed limit. I suppose we could do all that, but you know, it's a very competitive world, and people's time is at hand. And generally, we use our common sense the best we can, even when coming up with the regulations we have. So, very difficult. I thought it was, truthfully, a bit absurd. I can understand the distancing, and maybe people shouldn't be on top of each other during these times. But on a beach with all that fresh air, wearing masks, it didn't add up for me. And one thing that's for sure as well, just over to our health for a minute, our immune system gets stronger and stays strong when we're out in the natural environment, when we're digging in the garden, when we're around people, when we're cutting our lawn, pruning the trees, digging on the beach with the kids, making sandcastles. This is where our immune system builds. Of course, we need proper nourishment, harder to get every day with all the GMO foods and all the chemicals that are on them. So anybody that grows a garden, good for you. Power Mall has that Iron Earth, which is 100% natural, a soil remineralizer, and just a fabulous product if you want to eat produce that is not sprayed with all these chemicals. Just it tastes, you know, I've tasted it, the lettuce, the peppers, the cucumbers, just crunchy and lovely. And the lettuce, I thought, now that's how lettuce used to taste. When I broke off a leaf in the community garden and ate it, I noticed it immediately bled white chlorophyll, you know, and just a wonderful taste. So, you know, there are ways to help ourselves, and growing a garden's sure a good one. And then getting out there for half an hour a day on your hands and knees and stretching in it and picking some produce, pulling out a weed or two, keeping it dug up. All great exercise, sunshine we've got to get. And these days, with these circumstances, you know, we should consider ways to supplement, to support our immune system. And, you know, later on in the program, I'll tell you what I do, the things I take. Some of them are made by the Strauss Company, some are not. And I think these are very important. If it's not in our food, then how are we supposed to get it? And all of these chemicals that we eat these days and are surrounded by are not certainly not helping us. We don't have equipment for them. So, you know, immune system is just so important. It doesn't matter really, folks, whether you're talking about a virus such as this, the annual flu, right up to all the cancers, the best thing we can do is to be in the best health possible and certainly have the strongest immune system that we can have. That's our Defense Department. You know, America's the greatest defense department in the world. Well, this is what we want for our bodies, because when one of these things invades us, anything from candida, flu virus, yeast, parasites, right up, as I say, to the cancers that can grow in us when our immune system isn't strong enough to stop it in the first place. These are all things. So it's not just now. It's not just now when we're all consumed with this current coronavirus. It's an everyday thing, folks. It's an all times thing. Is our immune system strength? Because, for example, we don't know when the next virus will come either. Nobody knows. You know, they say it's coming. There'll always be another. But is that in a year? In 10 years? Nobody knows. So again, and that's just one of the things that can hurt us. There's all the serious ailments, all the cancers that kill 9.6 million people every year in the world by average. Not just in a year, every year, 9.6 million. So these numbers absolutely dwarf, for example, the corona deaths. And that's if all those deaths were accurate and no death certificates were filled out improperly or anything like that, all the stuff we've heard. But even if you took the numbers that's being displayed to us today, it's dwarfed by so many other ailments like cancer. So our immune system, you know, if our blood circulation, because that's energy, that's life, that's without it, we're goners, that's for sure. Every single cell in our body needs blood. And that's why we have 60,000, I forget if it's 60,000 kilometers or 60,000 miles, but it's twice around the earth, which is still hard for me to get my head around. Our blood vessels, veins, and arteries, and each one of us could go around the earth twice if it was stretched out. So we wouldn't have all that if it wasn't the most important function, and if every cell from our toenails to the hair on our head didn't need that blood, it wouldn't be so. But second, really, has to be immune system. With a weak immune system, well, anything can get us. And when it does attack us, we'll be a lot worse off. We're going to go to some commercials, folks, and I'll be happy to join you in a few minutes. Thank you.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, my friends south of the border in the United States of America. Wayne Elliott here with you still, and pleased to be with you, honored to be with you. One more thing on... well, world events, if you will. I was thinking about this during the break. If you look at communism and the USSR, that was the Soviet Union, the communist union between Russia and North Korea and North Vietnam, geez, they couldn't even get whole countries. They were getting half countries to go along with them. And they got Yugoslavia and I think maybe Hungary, East Germany. But so they only got half countries to start with, and then they folded, folks. They had Cuba, and when they folded, when they disintegrated, they ran out of money. They whatever happened to them? I'm not a study historian, but the USSR failed, you know, and of course it's famous history that the wall, the Berlin Wall, came down during President Reagan's reign. Well. America never disintegrated. America never wasn't defender of the free world with great allies like Great Britain and I hope Canada. We've always been strong allies that way. But America, that system didn't disintegrate. The Soviet Union disintegrated. And look at the countries. No disrespect to any of them or their citizens, but these communist regimes, they weren't the wealthiest countries in the world either. They had hungry people. They had harder times than the rest of us in the free world. And so when people talk about Russia, I mean, everybody's got nuclear, but I'd say in every category, you know, America beats them, including patriotism. There's nobody more patriotic than Americans. I love that about you folks, the flags at the front doors of so many houses and so forth. There's nobody going to beat America. So to worry about Russia and all this kind of nonsense and I think, you know, again, regardless of what you think of your President Trump, I'm confident that he's not going to take a back seat at any meeting with any leader, and he's plenty tough enough and he's plenty astute enough. He's been in business for many years and built some big developments. And what I especially like about him is he's had some failures, too. I think those casinos in Atlantic City didn't work out for him. One time, I think his companies were in receivership. But, you know, he pulled out of that, and look what he's done since. So this is a guy who, when he falls off the horse, he gets back up, and he moves straight ahead. That's the other thing I really like about him is he's all about moving forward. Even though people are trying to tackle him and trip him from behind, he keeps moving forward. So we need a tough man, and it just may be this man, despite all the many things people criticize him for, he may be one of very few in the world that could not only do this tough job, but make America great again and get the world in better order economically for all our sakes. And I'll tell you, that's what the smart Canadians are hoping. I can tell you that. So we should get on to some business here, folks, for the Power Mall. Now, this is an announcement. The Power Hour Listen application is now in the Google Play Store. So you search the Power Hour Radio Show in Google Play App Store on your smartphone and get the Power Hour Listen application. There's some sales for June. June's Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. So there's some natural recommendations for you. And I got to tell you, folks, from my experience, at the top of the list would be the Strauss Heart Drops. They've become aware because of the very large nuns in America, God bless them all. When they died, they donated their brains to science, and they got to compare the nuns who had died with Alzheimer's and those who didn't. And one of the two differences they found was cholesterol plaque on the brain. So blood flow, as I said a few minutes ago, is the most important body function. It carries the oxygen, and your brain uses 20% of all the oxygen that you take in. If you take in less than 20%, well, your brain is getting less than the 20% it wants to function properly. And same thing with those major arteries that go up your neck to your brain, your carotid arteries. If they get plugged with those stringy cholesterol fats, I had that happen. And by God, I'm thankful for the heart drops. I did go to see a vascular surgeon. Took 7 months in Canada to get the appointment. So I had been slack with my heart drops. I'd felt good and everything, and then I had this little eye dizzy spell for a moment. That's all it was. Went to the doctor, got a vascular ultrasound, and sure enough, both my carotids were plugged at least 50%. So I was a great candidate for a stroke, even though my heart arteries were clear and my heart was great. Well, in the 7 months I waited to see the doctor, and I wasn't going to have the surgery. That's a very dangerous one, to scrape out those carotid arteries, that's for sure. The biggest risk is you can have a stroke if a chunk gets passed. And they tell you that right on the paperwork when you go in. The piece of paper I saw, that was big block letters at the bottom. So I had no intention of going through that. I just wanted to see what he'd say. Well, they sent me for another ultrasound, vascular ultrasound, before the appointment. And he told me that I was 25% blocked. And a man my age, there's nothing they would propose to do about it. So Strauss Heart Drops is just a great formula to make sure blood goes everywhere it's supposed to, including your brain, which wants 20% of that oxygen your blood carries. Curcumin. It's an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. It boosts memory and can protect brain health. I take this every day, curcumin. It comes under another brand name, but that's what it is. And resveratrol has also been shown to provide potent antioxidant benefits for protecting brain cells from damage. One of the great things about red wine, folks, a glass of red wine is those red grapes are high in resveratrol. And it's a very good substance for us. So the curcumin has that as well. And the omega-3 fatty acids can support brain function. Vitamin C, of course, for many things. It may be the most important thing that we need. When the explorers were trying to find the New World hundreds of years ago, they would get scurvy, which is a type of cancer, and what they needed was citrus fruit. So vitamin C, that's what they needed. And Dr. Linus Pauling got a Nobel Prize about 100 years ago for the proof of vitamin C and how good it is for all of our systems and our body. It's a great antioxidant. Lithium orotate is recommended as a safe natural mood stabilizer and for promoting healthy brain chemical responses. You also get the essential minerals. Now, I take full spectrum minerals every day, and I know they have those at the Power Mall, but you can also get magnesium, if you like, as a single supplement. I suggest folks you consider the full spectrum minerals because which you can get in the Power Mall, and they have the best of all products. I know that over all the years with Joyce Riley and since. So they have the finest of all the products, and they do have the full spectrum minerals. It's not in the soil, folks. Our soil has been depleted for years. If it's not in the soil, it's not going into the crops. If it's not going into the crops, it's not going into us. So we got to supplement ourselves like never before today. So all these products are great to take. Vitamin C, of course, and we need these supplements because we're not getting what we're supposed to get from the foods, genetically modified foods particularly. Combined with all the chemicals, it's a bad prescription. The following will be 10% off through the month of June at the Power Mall. Curcumin. And that's, I suggest you take that, folks. I take it every day, anti-inflammatory, just a great supplement. So curcumin, super krill oil, purely C, I said vitamin C again, lithium orotate, and Intracal. These are great products, 10% off for the month of June. You can go on the internet at thepowermall.com, or you can call the toll-free number, and I believe that's 866 Forest. No, I'll have to get that for you, folks. I'll look it up. I've forgotten the number, but thepowermall.com. You folks probably have the number, but I will look it up. Purely C is a bulk powder. That's how I take my vitamin C, my ascorbic acid, in the powder. I mix it with water, real easy. Plus, you get a big glass of water into you, which is always good. Make sure you drink enough water, folks. Boy, you can, first of all, your systems can't work right. Your kidneys, bladder, prostate, nothing can flush properly if we're not getting enough. It's amazing how much we need. For a man my size, 205 pounds, I need to drink 13 glasses of water a day. And hardly anybody drinks enough, and there's all kinds of things. And, of course, dehydration is a Schedule A disease. My mom went to the hospital for it once, and boy, I thought we were going to lose her. It isn't a simple thing when you dehydrate yourself. So winter, summer, spring, and fall, do your best to get enough water into you. The Zerotrex 1 fluid ounce from Dr. Group, backed by popular demand, to blend the powerful herbs, zeolites, and iodine. These ingredients help your body detox harmful chemicals and heavy metals. They help eliminate toxins from your body, and it's an all-natural formula. So, of course, your energy levels can be boosted. You can enhance your mental clarity, boost your overall health. These are the things, these supplements, these natural supplements with ingredients that our bodies know what to do with. That's the difference between these and chemical drugs. Is our bodies know what to do with natural substances. The Strauss Heart Drops, what's the main ingredient? Aged garlic oil, the single best natural substance for our immune support is garlic. So, you know, these are the things that can really help you, folks. Your body knows what to do with them. That's the big thing. And the other big thing is this. With natural substances like your foods, your natural foods, they support your body's functions and systems and organs to do what they're supposed to do. These are amazing, these human bodies are. It's just amazing what we can put ourselves through and survive. But we can heal ourselves. It's our body that has to heal and cure us. So all these supplements do, whether they're cleansing or supportive otherwise or vitamins and minerals, they're all important. The cleansing, you get the toxins out. It's like taking the garbage out. It's necessary, and keep your tissue clean. But these are the things that your body knows what to do with. Chemical drugs, on the other hand, they seek to change your body's systems and functions to deal with your symptoms. High blood pressure, it's all about the numbers. But if it fixed your high blood pressure, the doctor would say, Wayne, your blood pressure is great, you can quit taking the pills. I have never heard that in all my years doing this and talking to so many people. Never heard this. And that's because it doesn't, folks. It's a scientific impossibility that chemicals could actually fix us. So natural substances, natural foods, our body knows what to do with. You can't overdose. Your body knows what to do with it. If you eat too many apples or too much of anything, cherries, well, you may use the washroom an extra time. Your body knows what to do with it. Do not take too many pharmaceuticals. You take great care with your pharmaceuticals, please, folks, and read that paperwork. Read the paperwork that you get. The warnings are there, the potential side effects, the potential harmful effects, the potential contraindications. You don't want to take them with a drug you're not supposed to take them with, another drug. And so do look out for yourself. Doctors and pharmacists are human beings. They can make mistakes. Computers make mistakes. Do that. Your health is your wealth, so you must be a part of it. And the other thing, of course, is if you do suffer a side effect or a harmful effect, you want to know it so you can contact your doctor, and then he or she has the option of changing your medicine or changing your dosage, whatever they see fit. But don't not be aware of the medicine you're taking, that's for sure. Of course, with natural substances, there is no same concern. Another great product, folks, Healthy Balance from Mother Earth Minerals, Tranquil. This is a new product, relatively new. I'm very excited about it. It's for anxiety. I've taken it myself. I've provided it to many other people in my personal studies that I always do. And just a great 100% natural. And it kind of turns things down a notch, folks. That's the best I could describe it. I was feeling anxiety myself. This news gets to me, and that's why I don't look at too much of it anymore. But this Tranquil, it just turned things down a notch and made it much easier. And I felt it actually both mental in my mind and physical. I swear I felt in my neck and shoulders and upper back relaxation. So Tranquil, a great product to try for anxiety. So many folks are suffering it today. 41 million people out of work in your country. I don't know what our numbers are here, but they're not good. And those people have to be wondering what their next move is and then probably suffering some anxiety. So for you or a loved one, you can't go wrong. It's just a great product. The Optivita Vitamin D, 2,000 IUs. Vitamin D, folks, is necessary. We get it from the sun. Lots of us don't get enough. I'm one of those. I have to take the supplements. I take vitamin D3. And as you get older, you're less apt to, I guess it's like everything else, we start to wear out, but we don't get as much from the sun as a younger person, say. So getting some sunshine is important, and certainly getting outdoors and fresh air, but you do want to have enough vitamin D. Your heart health and so much of the rest of your body's structure and systems rely on it. That's the vitamin D by Optivita at the Power Mall. And then there is astaxanthin with DHA 90 caps. I don't know anything about that product, but it's back at the Power Mall. And then these are good. Essential digestive enzymes. They come in 90 cap bottles. I take them every day. I take digestive enzymes. Your digestion starts in the mouth with your saliva. too many of us don't chew our food well. I'm among them. If you eat too fast, you know, you can be swallowing chunks and not chewing your food. We're really meant to liquefy our food. That's how much we're supposed to chew it for the sake of our digestive system. So these digestive enzymes, it's kind of like having a little shredder in your stomach that helps break down all of the food that we ingest. And just a great thing to take. I've taken them for years. You know, I like beef. I like things that are harder to digest. Apple skins are very difficult to digest. And so very important digestive enzymes, especially, I believe, with today's food and some of the meats that were being served that are treated with antibiotics to make them grow faster, and some of these protein foods that animals are given. I don't like what I've heard about some of the ingredients. And so we're eating these things, of course. They say that's why people are bigger these days. Young girls develop younger age. People are bigger. My God, when I played football, guys in my position were 225, 230 pounds, just like I was. Today, those same men in those positions are 275, 280 pounds. And believe me, folks, it's not like we had the big guys before, but we just didn't use them. People are bigger. And, you know, there's a reason for that. So digestive enzymes, and the faster you eat, the more chance you have of gaining weight, because your liver has to produce enough fat to digest your food in the end. That's how it works. And Jim Stroh told me once, many 25 years ago, that I ate so fast and swallowed chunks. He said, I'll bet you could put your finger on your tongue and your liver would start producing fat to get ready. So there's always excess, folks, because it needs to produce enough. We do need to digest what we take in. So that excess, it's fat. And people that eat slow, he told me this way back then. He said, look around the restaurant. Overweight people like you are eating fast, and normal-sized people like me are eating slow and chewing their food. And he was right. So we're meant to enjoy it anyway. It's not a race. The thing I found when he got me to, I really focused and tried to pay attention to eating slower and enjoying my food and chewing it better, I ate less. I don't know how that is, whether my stomach sent a message to my brain that I was satisfied earlier or what. I guess the faster you jam it in, the less time your body has to know that you've gone too far. So that's the one thing. If you're interested in losing weight, then chew your food really well and watch how you'll eat less. And the other thing is, if you're going to lose a lot of weight, folks, this is so important. You'll want to detox your body and your systems at the same time. And here's why. Let's just take somebody 300 pounds, just to use numbers. And let's say they'd like to lose 100 pounds. They'd like to lose a tremendous amount of weight. Well, let's also say they have 50 pounds of toxins and plaque and so forth, poisons in their body. They say the average person has 30. So let's say they have 50, just for round numbers. Well, if that 300-pound person lost 80 or 100 pounds and, say, went down to 200 pounds, a bigger percentage of them would be poisoned. And if we all think we know of someone who's lost a lot of weight, didn't look too good, often the color was uneven in their face, and they didn't look too good or too healthy, and some of them die. And if you understand that rationale, just a larger percentage of your whole mass is toxins. If you don't, do some cleanses. A liver cleanse is a great cleanse to do every couple of years for everyone, because it catches most of the heck from chemicals and that are surrounding us and that we're eating and is in our water. And it's just everywhere. It's in our bathroom. It's under our kitchen sink. There's chemicals, most of us. So we're surrounded by them. We don't have the equipment to handle them, so we just have to be aware of ourselves and aware of these things. And a cleanse is important. It's the best thing to do. It's the best thing to do every couple of years and keep cleaner tissues. That's where troubles will start, folks, is with toxins, obviously, poison. So Power Mall, they've got great liver products. They've got Stroh's Kidney Blood Pressure. What a great cleanse for your kidneys the Stroh's Kidney Formula is. It's just amazing. I had high blood pressure 3 years ago. I took that formula for 3 months. My buddy Joe had to take it for 5 months. But I took it for 3 months. My blood pressure is still 120 over 70. I'm 66. I work very hard. I go pretty hard. Now, I'm glad I took it, though. When it was available again this past February, I'm just about finished my third bottle now. I was ready for a refit, if you will. My urine stream is stronger now. I can empty my bladder more easily, completely now, and I go to the bathroom less, both at night and through the day. So things are working. The body's amazing. If we don't clog our systems up and we don't fill ourselves with too many toxins and restrict our blood flow, our body's an amazing machine. I just got a call this morning. A dear old friend died June 28th, would have been his 100th birthday. He's a farmer locally here, a good man. And, you know, he lived a clean life. He took Strauss Heart Drops for the last 15 years. I know he did. And, you know, so that's what it's all about, you know, the being connected to the land. It's a different life for most of us today than it was years ago. You know, first of all, I think we got more exercise. The Creator gave us these arms and feet to use. And, you know, there's too many of us not doing enough, you know, Jim Strauss, I remember told me years ago that, you know, people used to get enough exercise just walking to and from their job and then doing their jobs. There was less machinery and automation in those days, so people were more physical. And he said nobody really had to exercise extra except people involved in sports contests and whatnot. The rest of us could keep in relatively good shape and not overweight by just our daily routine. Well, it's not the case anymore, folks. I mean, come on, we got guys through restaurants that we eat out of now. We don't have to get out of our cars. So here's the music. We'll have a few commercials, and I'll be happy to join you in a few minutes.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.